This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace President Ebrahim Raisi, who died recently in a helicopter crash. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
With millions of votes counted so far in Iran's snap presidential election, two candidates have emerged neck and neck. Preliminary results show moderate candidate Masoud Pezeshkian and his hardline challenger, former nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili, in the lead. Pezeshkian, faithful to Iran's theocratic rule, has publicly criticized authorities over the death of Mahsa Amini, and her death sparked mass unrest in Iran in 2022. Jalili is a protege of Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, Iran's 85-year-old supreme leader. A staunch anti-Westerner, analysts say him winning could signal an even more antagonistic turn in the Islamic Republic's foreign and domestic policy.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. 10 Ukrainian captives who'd been held by Russia for years have been released with the help of Vatican mediation. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
They arrived home overnight, some to Kyiv's international airport, where pre-war posters still hang. There, former prisoners wrapped in blue and yellow flags were reunited with their families and called those who couldn't be there. Some had been captured long before Russia's full-scale invasion, so for some, the separation had lasted many years. Two Ukrainian Greek Catholic priests were among those freed. Speaking in Vatican City, Pope Francis said thank God for their liberation, adding may all the prisoners of this war go home. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com.